Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 123. I am your host, Brian, and with me as always are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, Brian. Oh, Carl.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, and by the way, you guys are my co-hosts.
Oh, okay. We're all co-hosts, so.
We're all co-hosts.
Well, another month for the podcast.
Yeah. What episode are we on here? 123. So if you're new to this podcast, go back and listen to the previous 122.
Yeah.
I would recommend.
I was gonna
maybe start around 95. Yeah. I think it's been since I've been on it. So,
you know. January felt like it lasted 100 days for some reason to me.
Yeah, it has been a long month.
So it's nice to be into February.
Finally in February, or not finally, but we're already in February, even though January seemed like it lasted forever. Well, here in Kentucky, we were all snowed in for almost 2 weeks, pretty much.
Yeah, shoot, I didn't even, one of my cars didn't even get driven for an entire month.
Yeah.
Yeah, more snow than I want to see, especially since they're bad about plowing roads in Westwood and stuff.
Supposed to get more this week.
I know, I saw
that.
That's
what I heard. It's already hitting the Rockies right now, today, so buckle up, everybody. If you're in central and eastern United States, we're getting ready to get some weather. Of course, this area got hit with a bad rainstorm the night before last. And
yeah,
the school systems had to call off for a couple of days because of flooding over the roads and everything.
It's always something. They always get a call off for something.
Yeah. When we was kids, they made us go through almost everything, it seemed like.
Yeah, we had to get in a rowboat and get there if it flooded.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, we'll start out with what you got. Carl, looks like you got the most this time. Let's start with you.
Yeah, you all look really, really weak right now. I got a couple of vintage collection figures. I got the number 345 Jedi Master Indara, I think, the one that, you know, the spoiler alert, she dies really early in the Acolyte. And I got the one I was really looking forward to, but I'm slightly disappointed in it. I think they reused male legs, and her legs look a little big, but I got the Deidre Miro, the Imperial officer from the Andor series. I got her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up at Ollie's, and they had a bunch of Black Series figures, even though I don't really collect Black Series. But they, yes. But, yeah, but, well, the reason I bought it, I'm about to explain. But, anyway, they was marked down to $4.99. They had plenty of every character that they had there for $4.99. But guess what? They had one Han Solo there, so I couldn't leave one Han behind. So I bought a Black Series Han Solo.
Which version?
It's the version from The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay. No, so Han. No salty hair.
Yeah. Yep. And I also bought a book while I was up at Ollie's called, it's called Star Wars, Be More Like Lando, How to Get What You Want and Look Good Doing It. I hadn't really looked at it yet, but it was only like $2.99, and I couldn't resist because, one, it was Star Wars, and it was Lando, and it had a great title.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what I got.
How to Get What You Want and Look Good Doing It.
Yeah, they have plenty of copies up there if you guys need one.
Yeah, I don't think I need one.
I've already got that all figured out.
I thought you were going to say, I already got that book.
I thought he was, too. I was like, man, you do have every Star Wars.
He probably does have it. He just doesn't know it. Well, for me, I just, the last time I forgot to mention this, I forgot to mention that Stephanie had bought Leia and Han Solo mugs. You know, one that says, I love you and I know.
Uh-huh.
So I forgot to mention that on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And then when we were in Columbus for the Columbus Blue Jackets Star Wars hockey night, I stopped by a store there and picked up a Joe Yauza and Sice Noodles. I actually just needed the Sice Noodles for my barge. So I got that. And then I don't have it on here, but I just now remembered. Whenever we went to the hockey game, we got a Star Wars jersey.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the second time they've done this, and they did it upright. I mean, it was like way better than what the Reds do at their Star Wars days. They had all kinds of characters out there, had a big screens with all the stuff going all the time, and had everything, all the characters out in the hallways roaming around and take pictures with them. Yeah, it was really cool. I think next time we may have to get a group of us to go or something.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gone to that if I'd known about it. I've never been to a hockey game.
That was the first one I've ever been to as far as, like, the NHL. I've been to plenty of the ones that, like, the Huntington Blizzard when they used to be here.
I've been to a few, but it's been quite a while since I went to one. And Columbus actually has a decent hockey team this year after being down a few years, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I got. So, Dwayne, it's all up to you now. What do you, you get?
It's all up to me. I got one measly figure shipped to me this month. In the last 4 weeks, that's all I've got of everything I've got pre-ordered. I got the Vintage Collection new Luke Skywalker Farm Boy hardback number 344.
I don't even have that one yet.
And what's funny is they Amazon, that one still lists as pre-order for me, but Amazon shipped Endara and Miro.
Right.
So I have to... So I'm waiting on the Luke. Yeah, same way, but I'm waiting on Luke.
I don't have any of those. So Hasbro Pulse hasn't given them yet. Hasn't sent them yet.
They're like busting these cases open and shipping them out, but they're not. I guess they're not really. They're going alphabetical because Carl got two of them that I've got pre-ordered, and I got one of them later on that, you know.
Yeah, something's weird going on, and I think it's funny too that Brian's got them. You'd think Hasbro Pulse would get them first, but obviously
you
not.
Would think.
I think Hasbro's always been kind of behind the behind in some of that stuff.
But in theory, it just seems like they'd be first, but I guess they're not. Like
you know,
you
used
they're
to
behind.
Some of the other online retailers, like, you know, Brian's Toys has almost been completely irrelevant anymore, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that showed, and they used to be like the top. Get it first.
Their website sucks.
I was going to say that just surfing around to find
horrible.
Stuff, it's not. Yeah. It seems like they're trapped in the early 2000s on their website. They really need a huge upgrade.
That's just odd how things change like that.
Well, it didn't used to be that bad even. I mean, now it's like impossible to find anything.
Right. Everything. It seems like I have to break up. You know, the reason I got the Luke Skywalker from Amazon was because he was sold out somewhere else that I wanted him. I like to order them all from the same vendor, whether it be Big Bad Toy Store or Entertainment Earth or whoever. But
where'd you get it?
My last resort is always Amazon, and that's who I got it from.
Wow. And Carl said his is still on pre-order.
Because Amazon still has a bad, you know, bad problem of, you know, damaging stuff. So
mm-hmm. I've been lucky about the last year and a half. I've had one damaged figure.
Yeah.
So they've really improved quite a bit.
But that's all I got since with our last podcast. Of course, our last podcast we had stuff we got and Christmas gifts and everything, so there was a lot.
Yeah.
A big list last month, last podcast.
So I just checked my Amazon account. It says my Luke Skywalker is shipping March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwayne's got his.
Yeah, I haven't got mine either, so don't feel bad.
And I've had it for a couple of 3 weeks, too.
Wow.
And I literally got it, like, right after the first of the year. So... It's a nice figure.
Hmm.
I've been thinking about, you know, they've in recent years here, they've now released getting close to having the first 12 all on Star Wars card backs in the Vintage Collection, if we don't already, because they've done Darth Vader, they've done an R2-D2 and a Chewbacca, I know, in the last year or two. So I'd like to pull all those out and actually try to display something.
Oh, look at you.
We've got the new Princess Leia coming. It's going to be on a, you know, original Star Wars card back version, so.
I thought we already had Luke.
I'm not sure.
He's in the floppy hat. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, well, the difference is it doesn't look like the, you know, original Kenner 12 back.
Oh, you know, okay.
Version of that is what I would like to have. I don't want, you know, extra accessories or all that stuff. So, surprisingly, this Luke didn't come with the binoculars.
Oh, no.
But on the belt.
None of the version come out later.
Yeah. And the other weird thing I noticed was the picture that they have on the card back has been flipped.
Hmm.
Because the way he has his tunic on and the way it's tucked, one flap over side of the other, if you look at the figure... It's opposite from the picture. So I had to go and look up other pictures of Luke Skywalker to see that that picture, that particular picture on the card back, it's like they took the negative and like flipped it and then processed it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they did that. That was what something Kenner did, obviously, because Kenner was, you know, it's based off of the original Kenner card back. Of course, I guess Kenner just didn't know the difference back then. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to meeting, what we call meeting news, but it's, you know, events, meetings, gatherings. We are getting ready to have our local Ashland, Kentucky area meeting for the Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club actually tomorrow. So by the time you hear this podcast, we probably have already had this meeting.
Oh, definitely. I doubt I'm getting this out tonight.
Edited and trimmed and everything. So just a reminder, the second Saturday of the month, every month we try to get together, usually five or six of us anymore, but we'd love to have more come, and we spend about 2 to 3 hours every time. Bring your own lunch if you want to. So one of these days we're going to have to get back to actually doing a potluck, maybe.
I'm bringing a casewalk dip tomorrow.
Are you? Okay.
Oh.
Might want to bring some chips, some, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
I had casewalk dip with Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos, for the first time. Where did I have that at? I don't remember, but it was really good. I guess it's at the Fall Festival. So yeah, if you're out there and you're in the northeastern Kentucky, southeastern Ohio, or southwestern West Virginia area, tri-state area, we'd love to have you as our guest. And then as a member, if you really, you know, would like to have friends that are Star Wars collectors. Also, just as a reminder, Star Wars Celebration is still coming up. We're in 2025 now, so it is in April 18th through the 20th in Makuhari Messe, Japan. I'm assuming that's a town or a wherever the convention center is located. And as of right now, they still have Friday and Sunday tickets available. So if you are interested in flying to Japan for a couple of days and, attending Star Wars Celebration, there's still an opportunity there for you.
I'm sure that if you really wanted to go the whole weekend, there would probably be somebody around that has a whole weekend ticket that can't use it.
Yeah. There's usually, I know I myself have scalped extra passes, that I ended up with at a couple of celebrations. So, there's always a possibility of getting in on Saturday if you wanted to go, you know, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever. Of course, it's going to set you back some money, but, it's one of those things that, I don't know about the international celebrations like in Japan or London or whatever, but the ones here in the States are just awesome. So, and I'm sure there's things that this one that you'll see that you would never see here in the States, because Japan is sci-fi, pop culture crazy over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and lastly, this was just announced, our statewide Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club swap meet, which is usually our spring get-together each year. It's going to be pushed back a little bit this year. It's not going to be until May 10th. Second Saturday in May, so I guess we're not having our Ashland meeting that day.
I won't be there anyway.
The Church of the Ascension in Frankfort, Kentucky. You can get updates and more information as we get closer to May on our KSWCC Casewalk Facebook page.
Well, I shouldn't say that. It depends on what time Bo is supposed to shoot that weekend, because we're going to be in Louisville. So if it's in the evening, then we could probably do it. But if it's in the early daytime, then we're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. I was worried when he said they were looking at dates in May that they were going to do it that following weekend, which is the ICCOM.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Commissary Collectors Convention.
Are you still planning on going?
As of right now, I am.
Okay. You should talk Carl into going.
I should. I'm trying to talk one of my family members into going, because somebody has to take me.
Yeah.
Okay. So on to news. One of you guys want to handle this news announcement?
Sure, I can do that. So StarWars.com is celebrating 2025 with a year-long campaign called the Power of the Power of the Force. Yeah, I was going to say Power of the Force, but it's not. It's just Power of the Force. Power of the Force is a year-long campaign showcasing some of the saga's iconic ships, favorite characters, memorable droids, and, of course, lightsabers. In addition to even more new LEGO Star Wars sets coming soon, Power of the Force will feature collectibles, apparel, and toys across the brands, including Hasbro, Funko, Citizen, Jazzwares, RSVLTS, whatever that is.
Roosevelt's.
Okay. Rock Love Jewelry, Tops, and more. And keep your Jedi senses honed for some surprises along the way. To kick off the Star Wars Power of the Force campaign, StarWars.com has an exclusive first look at a new entry in the popular LEGO Star Wars helmets collection. All right. The AT-AT driver helmet. I do know that they're coming also with a Kylo Ren and Jango Fett some point later in the year.
Yeah. So that sounds like that's something that's kind of getting some interest, I guess. Is this new helmet? Is it a new thing? Or, I mean, I'm assuming they've already had like Darth Vader and Stormtrooper and stuff like that.
They've had 12, I think, because they've had Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, Boba Fett, TIE Fighter pilot, Dark Trooper, Rex, Cody, Luke.
Wow.
Helmet.
Luke X-Wing helmet.
Yeah, Luke X-Wing helmet. Leia Boosh.
Huh.
Oh, I'm missing some. Yeah. I can't remember what the ones are.
Because I don't look at Legos ever anymore, even when I happen to be in a store. So
I have all of them.
I don't know what kind of Lego products are actually being sold out there.
I've built like six, I think, now.
Uh-huh.
I've been building one every so often.
Okay.
They're kind of small.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be bigger, but they're not. All right, so now we've got other announcements. So, Carl, you want to take the next announcements?
Sure. Hasbro Vintage Collection, we have Baylan Skull that was announced, which I think the facial sculpt likeness is really well on it. And we have, from pictures, we have Shin Hati. I think that's how you say her name.
Hati.
Hati, okay, thank you. Mandalorian Super Commando, like we needed another Mandalorian figure. And here's another one we really needed, a Clone Trooper 501st Legion, which is a reissue, and a battle droid builder pack, which will be a Pulse Disney store exclusive. Wonder if they'll be able to stand up, or will they be the battle droids that just fall over when you look at them?
According to an interview I saw with one of the Hasbro designers or representatives, whatever, they have engineered the legs on those to make them more sturdy, more stable, sturdy.
Yeah.
So they are. It is kind of at least half of a new sculpt.
It took them 26 years to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be three regular battle droids and then a battle droid commander or lieutenant or whatever, the one with the yellow dot on it in that four pack. And of course the clone trooper, the 501st Legion clone trooper, it's being reissued on the VC240 card back, but it's a new body, new sculpt.
So technically it's not really a reissue then, since it's a new body.
Right. Yeah.
Then they should have put it on a new card.
I know.
I was thinking the same. It should be a completely different number. New number.
But they don't when they redo the face sculpts on a lot of these things now, they don't redo the numbers.
Right.
Which I'm kind of glad they don't, but with just the face sculpts, but if a new body, I just think they should. I don't know.
Yeah.
So like for Black... Said, like oh, go really ahead, sorry.
Needed a Mandalorian Super Commando.
I'm sure one of our club members, Michael, is happy. Yeah. He's all about the Mando.
I thought we already had that one.
Well, we've got...
It's
from the Clone Wars, when they were the whole Mandalorian, Darth Maul takes over Mandalore, and then all of a sudden you got Mandalorian Super Commandos with like spikes on their helmets to look like Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. So again, I'm sure it's reusing some Mandalorian arms, legs, whatever torso that they already had. but I would have much rather had, you know, if you're going to do something like that, go ahead and give us the, what's his name from Moff Gideon Mandalorian or super whatever outfit. Because it looks really similar to his, you know. So, I don't know. Okay, who's going to talk about the Black Series?
I can go ahead and finish out and let somebody else take over. Anakin Skywalker from the Worlds Between World flashback figure is coming from the Black Series. Captain Rex using the new clone body from the same flashback scene.
Okay, so that was, what, the Ahsoka episode where she goes back into the World Between Worlds and has the whole interaction with Anakin and sees Captain Rex and everything. So, interesting. Okay, I'll go ahead and talk about the new Epic World of Action figures. this is the new, they've been started out as an Epic Heroes line, but now all of the packaging is going to say Epic World of Action. So if you're searching for them online to try to see them or buy them, you need to search that now instead of Epic Heroes. And they are coming out with a new basic figure assortment. And the thing is, some of these characters, actually three out of the five have already been, probably four out of the five, have already been released in the Epic Heroes line. But these are actually new, all new figures. They have articulation in the elbows and the knees this time.
Wow.
So the original bunch of Epic Heroes were just a 5-point of articulation, like your vintage figures would be. But these are this. I mean, it's kind of the same sculpt, except they've redone the legs and the arms, and also the some of the accessories are the accessories are definitely different.
Did they raise the price on these?
I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't seen any in store yet.
I've seen the Marvel ones because they've also renamed the Marvel Epic Heroes, and they have not raised the price on the Marvel. So I assume it'll be the same on the Star Wars.
So these are basics, should be $9.99.
So they're going to have almost the same amount of articulation as a vintage figure.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
So you're going to have Darth Vader, Master Yoda, a Dark Trooper, SM-33, which will be the first 3¾/4-inch version of him that we're getting.
I might get him.
And then the Mandalorian again. But here's something that cool is they're also releasing, and I think we talked about this a little bit last month, the Ultimate Mech Force suits.
Yeah, we
and
did
these
a little
are,
bit.
These are the figures again, but they are being paired with mech suits that are just, you know, a bigger version that you can put the figure inside of. So it's completely, like, you know, out there as far as it's not any kind of in-universe, you know, type character or device that's used in anything we've seen. It's totally, made up. But they're really cool looking. And we're going to get four characters in that line, and that will be the Mandalorian again, a Stormtrooper, Darth Vader again, and Captain Rex. And each one will have his associated mech suit. That's sort of like, if you can imagine, like Iron Man going into the Hulk Buster.
Yeah.
You know, armor. So, and then lastly, for action figure announcements, Disney Droid Factory line, they announced that they're releasing an Easter figure this year, and it's going to be an astromech called R2BNE, or Bunny, BNE, Bunny. it's going to be available to order on February 16th. So if you're listening to this before February 16th, mark that on your calendar. That's usually the Disney store online is about the only place you can order those. And that's it for action figures.
All right. So we'll go down to Gentle Giant. Pre-orders. The Jumbo Darth Vader first appearance 12-inch figure. And that's actually Anakin Skywalker, but it, right after he becomes Darth Vader.
If you are familiar with that one, it's a 12-inch jumbo figure of Anakin Skywalker in the retro style. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have like a vinyl cape on, sort of like, you know, Darth Vader and Obi-Wan or Ben Kenobi and Tusken Raider had, Sand People had.
Yeah. And then we got...
So interesting. Yeah.
Then we got Clone Wars Ahsoka Gallery PVC statue. Also in stores now, Empire Strikes Back Wampa 1/6 scale mini bust. The jumbo version of Sai Snoodles. A New Hope TIE Pilot Milestones 1/6 scale statue. And the Mandalorian Fennec Shand Premier Collection 1/7 scale statue. And then last but not least, from Regal Robot, Jabba the Hutt concept maquette, which looks like that blob with like six arms coming out or something.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like a caterpillar almost.
Yeah.
But not quite, you know. Yeah. It looks like a cross between what is the character from Alice in Wonderland, that
Cheshire Cat.
Now there's one that actually is like a green caterpillar, caterpillar.
I don't know
the character's name. So a cross between that and Pizza the Hutt from Spaceballs. So if you know or familiar with those
Dom
two kind of characters, I'm really digging deep here.
Yeah. Well,
imagine, and if you ever watched A Bug's Life, like the caterpillar, the big green caterpillar that turns into a butterfly eventually. So that character is what this maquette looks like. Basically it was a design of Jabba the Hutt before the final version. So they've copied it, you know, almost exactly from the original maquette and are releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what Regal Robot does.
All right. Well, not much really new stuff since the last time we had a podcast. So we'll go ahead and move into our general discussion. And this time it's going to be some more of the play sets from the vintage line all the way up through the end of Empire, I think, is where I stopped it at this time. So the first one is the Hoth Ice Planet Adventure Set. And this set comes with a plastic base, comes with a little like radar dish type thing, and a cardboard backdrop with a little elevator that you can move up and down to make the cardboard backdrop looks like an AT-AT, so you can move your figure up and down, make it look like it's going inside the AT-AT.
Yeah.
And the original, this came out in 1980 and was retailed for $10.99. So,
yep.
Carl, did you have this one when you was a kid?
I did not have it, and I still don't have this one as an adult either.
Okay. What about you, Dwayne?
I'm pretty sure I've got a version of this, but I may be getting it in my mind, in my head, mixed up with the first version, which was the Jawa Sandcrawler playset.
Oh, yeah.
Land of the Jawas. So it's the exact same base mold.
Yep.
Except the Jawa one was in brown and this one's in white. Like you said, it has a... It looks like a radar dish, but it's actually a like an ion cannon type little accessory.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
And
radar laser cannon.
Yeah. And then the backdrop, like you said, is an AT-AT walker.
And it's like 3D, too. It's not just flat.
You got like tabs and stuff that you have to stick through the backdrop to make the body of the AT-AT walker stick out, and then you do have the little elevator that lifts a figure mm-hmm. up into the body of the AT-AT, sort of like, and that same elevator mechanism was what they used for the Land of the Jawas to raise the figure up into the Jawa Sandcrawler.
Yep. I do have this set for this playset. I got it a long time ago, but
yeah.
Didn't have it when I was a kid. Just got it later on when I was an adult.
Right. I think as a kid I wouldn't have been that impressed with this.
No. Now the next one is the one that I played with a lot when I was a kid, and I was impressed with it, and that's the Imperial Attack Base.
Yeah.
And this thing has, I mean, it's a big plastic playset. It has a like a little dungeon or, you know, jail area or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a place to put a figure on with a big blaster. And then the cave, you know, that you can have your figures walk across the top of it, and then it can also collapse as well. And the same thing with the jail cell there too. It can collapse and open up, so that way somebody can get freed.
Yeah. Yeah, the play concept was that since it's the Imperial attack base, it's supposed to be, I guess, the snowtroopers inside of it.
It's got snowtroopers and Darth Vader inside this picture that I have.
Right, and the rebels are attacking it, so you pretend like you shoot it with your, you know, weapons or whatever, and when you hit that ice bridge or you hit that containment cell or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not real sure what that thing is.
And what's kind of funny about this set too is, you know, the Imperials didn't set up an attack base. They just went down there and attacked.
Yeah.
Right.
This was off screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this came out in 1980 also, and also retailed for $10.99.
Okay. But it has, you know, to me, it's a whole lot, it's worth $10.99 as opposed to the Hoth Ice Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Playset.
I had this one when I was a kid, and I played with it a lot. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have this one?
I did have this one as a kid, but I was missing several pieces. I don't know what happened to them, if we lost them during a move or what, but I actually bought a complete one with a box from Dwayne later on, so Dwayne must have ended up with two of them somehow.
Or three.
Yeah.
Or three.
Yeah, he bought this one several times.
Yeah, you all kept letting me buy it, and every time we go to Columbus Toy Show, I'd be like, oh, I need that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you got. Yeah, unfortunately, this one didn't come with any figures, so you had to buy all your own Hoth troopers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things I like about this one, too, even the one that I had from a kid when it was well played with, it's still really, really white. They use some good plastic with this thing that you don't see a lot of these faded out all these years later.
I never thought about that. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, but you could, you know, lose a lot of pieces on this. It had those little tiny roof pieces that you would lose. And it also had little places where you could hit buttons and flip people and, you know, knock them off. So that was pretty cool. All right, let's see. What is next? The action figure display arena. Now, this one was a mail-away. It was never available, you know, at retail.
Right.
So what this thing was, it was like four L-shaped pieces that had cardboard backdrops. And it was basically just a display piece to put your figures on. There wasn't much real playability with it, you know, it was just a display, that's it.
Yeah.
And it was in 1981. Did you guys ever mail away for this?
I did not.
No, and I still don't have one.
I never mailed away for it either, but I do have one now. I actually got mine off of a guy in our club, Jason Willis.
Mm-hmm.
I have one as well now. I had one come through my store, and I ended up keeping it.
Does it have all four cardboard pieces?
Yes, it does have them.
Okay, nice.
One of them is damaged kind of a little bit, the cardboard. It's got a big crease in it, but the other three look really good.
Yeah, it's hard to find these with all those cardboard pieces still with it.
Yeah, and it's quite pricey now. I mean, it goes for a lot more than those two Hoth sets do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just loose, I bet these things go for $100 easy.
Yeah.
Well, Dwayne, you have to get on. You're the only one that doesn't have this one.
I see them at the toy shows every once in a while, but for what they are, they're pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And like Carl said, it's, you know, to find one in with all the cardboard intact and in good condition, I'm just being picky. I know I need one.
I understand. All right. Well, our next playset is the Cloud City playset. It's a Sears exclusive. It came out in 1981. It was in the 1980 Sears Wish Book and originally retailed for $9.69. It came with four figures, an Ugnaught, Lobot, Dengar, and Han Bespin, and also came with some foot pegs. Now, this thing is just cardboard.
Yeah.
Just cardboard.
Yeah, just cardboard. So
very thin cardboard, I think, too.
Yeah, and very hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
And very expensive.
Yeah, not very many survived.
That's what I was going to say. I have one, but it
is... Oh, you do?
I do have one, but it is in very, very, very rough place. My parents was good about hitting up the Sears and J.C. Penney's catalog for Star Wars stuff for me.
So you had this when you was a kid then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah. Did you keep the box or anything?
I did not keep the box, but okay. I still have it, and it's all together, but it's pretty rough. It was played with. I mean, I was probably, I guess, 10 when this came out, so I was still playing with toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dwayne, do you have one?
No. No, this is on my want list. Everyone I find is still in the, they're in the box, which means they're probably in really great shape. But, of course, the guys that have them, they know what they have, and they want several hundred dollars for them.
Oh, for a in the box? I bet it goes for $600 or $700.
So I would, you know, I'm kind of, again, holding out or being a little bit picky about just trying to find one loose because I don't need the box.
Yeah, I got one, of course, last year loose at a flea market down in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pretty good deal on it compared to what other people are selling them for. So that was, I think, the last playset that I needed, actually.
Yeah.
I think I have all of them.
Well, then you're ahead of me. For sure.
Yeah, this is one of those things where nowadays, if they came out with it, I don't think it would sell very well. Because most people don't really like just all cardboard stuff. It's just it doesn't last long.
Well, you would think, but if you'll remember back during the Power of the Force 2, you know, relaunch, they had the cardboard cantina bar thing, and I mean, people, you know, everybody bought one. All of us collectors have one.
Well, yeah, you're right, but of course that was in the 90s as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where we don't know what we could have until they give it to us.
Yeah.
All right, that takes us to the next playset, which is the Dagobah Action playset. It appeared in 1981 and retailed for $10.99. Came with a couple of plastic crates, an arm that goes through like the center of this like tree, like a torn off, you know, like it's been cut off. The tree's been cut off, and there's nothing but the trunk left, basically, so that you can have, you know, Yoda or Luke act like they're using their force powers and stuff to move them around. And then there was this pit of foam that you could stick R2 in to make it look like he sank down into the bog.
And it had an accessory training backpack.
Did it come with a backpack?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be...
Mine doesn't say that, but okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Sansweet book.
This is
later releases. I'm sorry, later releases included a Jedi training backpack accessory.
Ah, okay. I need to look at his book. I don't know where it's at. I've lost it somewhere.
But yeah, exterior and interior of Yoda's house. But it also kind of looks like the, you know, it could be double as like the cave or the tree trunk or whatever that Luke goes into.
Mm-hmm.
The dark side. So I guess anyway, I mean, they're calling it the Dagobah Action Playset. They're not really calling it Yoda's, you know, hut or anything like that. But
yeah, because he really didn't live in a tree. He lived in a hut, from what I remember on the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you guys have this one?
No, I wasn't.
But I did pick it up. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, at that point, I wasn't really... I was still doing figures and still doing a couple of the ships, like the Snowspeeder, you know, stuff for Empire. But playsets were not on my radar as far as stuff that I wanted.
You're a little bit older.
Well, that, and plus I made my own playsets. You know, I played outside, and, you know, I lived out in the country, so we could play in the creek. We could play, you know, on the hillside and dig out little caves and stuff for them and everything like that. So
yeah,
you used our actual imagination instead of having to, you know, Kenner make a playset for us, you know, and limiting our ability to imagine what, you know. But for, I mean, as far as playability, that playset, you know, like you said, it had a couple of features that we could really try to recreate Luke's Jedi training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he could levitate R2, or you could turn him, make him do handstands with the one little clip that goes around the waist and everything, hang from the tree trunk, or, you know, obviously them including the training backpack later on was a big... big, you know, oh yeah, we should do that, I guess they thought. So that he could put Yoda on his back and run with him, pretend like you were running with him. And of course, just sit him inside Yoda's hut. You know, I've seen some guys that have installed LED lights on the inside of these to make them kind of glow from the inside, like at nighttime.
Well, that's kind of cool. I haven't seen pictures of that.
All right, put one of them little votive candles inside and have smoke and everything coming out of it.
All right, okay, so
what's next?
Next one is the Rebel Command Center, and it came out in 1981 as well. But this one retailed for $11.99 for some reason. It retailed for more, even though it had less, less with it.
It included three figures. Yeah, it included three figures, though.
Oh, mine didn't say that.
The AT-ST driver. That's odd. But yeah, I guess there were AT-ST drivers. It's AT-AT Commander.
AT-AT Commander. Okay. Yeah, mine
says Hoth gear and R2-D2 with a sensor scope.
Okay, yeah. Now I see it.
But again, this was just recycled. This was the same base again, the same mold.
As the Hoth Ice Planet.
Hoth Ice Planet and the Jawa, Land of the Jawas base. And it just had a cardboard back. It didn't have any extra 3D feature. It didn't come with any kind of elevator action or anything like that this time.
Yeah. But this was a Sears exclusive also.
Yeah, Sears exclusive. And the backdrop shows a perspective drawing of the inside of the hangar there on Hoth. So that's why it was called the Rebel Command Center. So I think it was just a way for them to sell, maybe they already had these bases produced, but for the other one, the AT-AT playset, and it wasn't selling, so they said, oh, well, let's slap another backdrop on these and throw a couple figures in there and see if we can sell it.
Yeah.
They probably, Kenner probably just went to Sears and was like, do you want an exclusive to sell? You had the Cloud City, playset exclusive maybe last year. When did you say it came out?
The Cloud City playset came out in...
It was in the 1980.
Same year, 81.
1980 wish book. So it was available at Christmas of 1980, or basically it rolled over into 81.
Yeah, it came out in 81, but it was available to order in 1980.
Uh-huh.
So evidently it wasn't available for Christmas.
The Rebel Command Center?
The Rebel Command Center just says the first package appeared in 1981.
Okay.
So it doesn't say anything about the wish book for this one.
Huh. Interesting.
Although it does say it's a Sears Christmas season exclusive, so I'm going to guess this one was in the 1981 book.
I did end up with it. I don't know what year I got it, so it probably was in the wish book at some, like you said, 81.
Oh, okay. So you had this one as a kid. I did not.
Yeah. I still have it. It's a little rough, the cardboard is, but I still have it at least.
Yeah. Mine's just a little rough. Not too bad. Do you have this one, Dwayne?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. And like you said, the cardboard backdrop was something that didn't survive a whole lot, so... Obviously I have the figures separate, I've collected those separately and just by buying them on card or whatever when I was a kid. But, so I acquired this as an adult and only just got the playset. I don't have the pack-in.
Yeah, me too.
Didn't buy it with the pack-in figures. Didn't need them.
I didn't either. All right, so we get now the turret and probot set. And this thing is, pretty plain. It's... got the probot just on a little stick. And then this big, I don't even know what kind of cannon this is that you call it, but I guess just a turret cannon since it's just called a turret. It came out in 1981 and it was $10.99. So you could open the little slot and put a figure inside of it.
Right.
It's like a little door. It would open up. You could stick your figure inside of it.
And which seemed all odd to me too.
But the top would spin also, so you could move it around, act like the person inside was doing it.
Yeah.
And the probot, the reason it was on that clear acrylic set, it has a button on it that you can push down, and it pushes the probot up and off of the stick to make it look like you blasted it.
Okay. I don't think I knew that.
So it's kind of got a blast away action to it. And I think the Probot figure itself, some people, there's the debate on this one too, is that do you consider that Probot another figure?
I don't.
Or is it just a piece of a playset?
No.
Because it is a droid, you know. I mean, it's a bigger scale, so it could technically, it could be like the Wampa or like the Tauntaun or the Dewback or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting debate, I guess, as to whether you could consider this a... Because, you know, nowadays we do get... There was what, in the new modern line, there's a Probot pack in with a Hoth Han or something like that, or Hoth Chewie. So in that two-pack, was the Probot also considered a figure? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, make up your minds.
Well, I don't have this one as a kid, and I still don't have it either, but just to let you know. I think Brian said it. I mean, I wouldn't mind having it, but it's just kind of boring in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why I never mentioned it, you know, when I was a kid. A lot of times the stuff that was in the Sears and, you know, the Penny's catalog, we would go through and circle what we want. So if I saw that it was in one of them, I probably thought, nah, I don't want that, and didn't circle.
And it's an odd pairing, because the Probot scene had nothing to do with the turret scenes.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use it as part of your rebel defense area, you're not going to have the Probot on it, probably. And then if you're going to play like you're sneaking up on the Probot to blow it up, you don't really want the turret on the playset. So if you're being honest, I mean, you know, little kids, they wouldn't care as much as we would. I mean, we're, you know, picky 50-year-old adults, so 50-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But still, you know, it's interesting, you know. All of these have been, what, between $9.99 and $10.99?
Yeah, somewhere around there, $11.99. $9.99 and $11.99.
I wish we could buy
now, like
place
you said, the
sets
Cloud
for that
City
price
one
now.
Is hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But some of these you can still buy them for 20 or less. Guys at the shows have, like, bins underneath their tables with some of these.
I don't think you could buy them complete for $20.
No.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, yeah,
complete.
You're right.
Looking probably at 35 to 40 on the Imperial Attack Base.
Uh-huh.
Some of the other ones, like the Command Center, that's going to set you back quite a bit too, because it's exclusive. It was a Sears exclusive.
Yeah.
Same thing, of course, with the Cloud City playset.
The Ice Planet Adventure set with the cardboard backdrop. You know, that probably raises the price some. I don't know.
Especially if it's in good shape.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, I guess that's it for today's episode. And we'll at some point finish up the rest of the playsets, which there's only a few left. I think that's counted four. And I don't know. After that, we might go start with the Power of the Force 2 figures. Start going
Power
through
the
those.
Force 2. Yeah, we're going into 2025, which means it's 30 years. 30th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
Of release of the Power of the Force 2.
Yeah, 10th anniversary of The Force Awakens. The, 20th of Attack of the Clones, or not Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right,
it's all sneaking up on us.
Yeah, I know.
Time flies, as they say.
So, yeah, for me to think it's been 30 years since I started collecting again, and it's just a boggles my mind that I've been, you know, in this hobby, you know, because I stopped collecting from basically 1981, 82, and I wasn't really collecting then in the pure sense of collecting. I just was being given toys or buying toys with my money or whatever to play with, and fortunately I kept them all, at least the figures. I kept them all. I didn't keep all my ships and stuff, but yeah. Started again in 95 when the new stuff started coming out, and haven't stopped since.
That's good. Well, Carl, you want to read our outro?
Just a reminder of our Patreon. We have a Patreon. It's at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector, and we want to thank all of our Patreon members for supporting us. And if you'd like to sign up, you can sign up there for as little as $1 a month. And we are on Facebook. We have a group as well as a regular page. It's facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. and iTunes. You can leave us a review there or other places that may have reviews if you want to. We have a Discord, and if you need to email us and like send Ask Bo questions or something, you can do that at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. We are on X at tswcpodcast, the same on Blue Sky at tswcpodcast. And this month's Facebook shout-out goes to Warren Howard. Thanks for listening, Warren, and everybody else.
Yep. And we will have a Patreon episode soon.
Yeah.
Been a little busy. All right.
If we get snowed in again this next week, maybe we can all get together and get online and get one.
Yeah.
Put out for you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, folks.